State Representative Brian King, a Democrat who represents a portion of Summit County, where every ballot initiative passed in November, says he wouldn't be surprised if lawmakers propose legislation to make it more difficult to put a citizen initiative on the ballot.
We have way too often our legislators ignoring what I think the will of the people is. And we saw that with Prop 2, medical cannabis. We saw it with Medicaid expansion, Prop 3. We saw it with better boundaries, the anti-gerrymandering measure in Prop 4. All those passed, and they passed because you couldn't have the legislature. Legislature hadn't been acting on those things, even though popular support was very strong for them. So I don't like the idea of putting in place even higher barriers than already exist to people in the state of Utah feeling that their supermajority conservative legislature gets to call all the shots in terms of lawmaking, and the citizens don't have a meaningful access to exercise their state constitutional right to put initiatives on the ballot and have them come up for a vote.
King says his counterparts in Republican leadership have expressed a desire to change the full Medicaid expansion on the books from Prop 3. And one of the state senators representing Summit County, Republican Alan Christensen, is said to be sponsoring legislation to limit enrollment and add work requirements to qualify for coverage. King says if adjustments are made to Utah's Medicaid law, the estimated 150,000 low-income Utahns who currently qualify will be in limbo, while the state waits for approval on a new Medicaid waiver from the federal government. He points out that, up to passing Prop 3 in November, the state had been waiting on approval for a limited expansion since the 2018 legislative session.
But if we do that again with Prop 3, we're going to wait another year or longer before we have cut back Medicaid expansion from what we just passed in November. So I think all the Democrats are going to stand up and fight hard to have any substantive reduction in what we're talking about when we pass Prop 3 in November.
As for Prop 4, which established an independent redistricting commission to suggest voting districts to the state legislature, King says he's hearing mixed messages and that opponents will either make some adjustments at a legislative session or they'll take Prop 4 to court. King was on the Advisory Council for the Better Boundaries Initiative and believes Summit County to be gerrymandered.
But I hear them saying that they want to change it to make it so that the recommendation made by the Independent Commission would be advisory only and that we could change it in some fashion. Right now, as Prop 4 passed, we would have to vote that recommendation either up or down with no changes. And they want to give the legislature the ability to make changes to the Independent Commission's recommendations. And if you do that, you pretty much gut Prop 4. So,
ultimately, King predicts legislators will be more aggressive in altering Medicaid expansion than the Independent Redistricting Commission law this upcoming legislative session. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.